Podcasting from Singapore, this is China Digital Trends, and I am your host, Rocky Fu. Huawei announced a strategic partnership with Sberbank, Russia's biggest bank, to provide cloud services for Russian businesses, extending the reach of Russia's largest bank into the country's digital economy. State-owned Sberbank, which has investments in Russian internet giants Yandex and Mail.ru, has been steadily transforming itself from banking to online services. Huawei App Store now has 400 million monthly active users from more than 170 countries and areas. The country's consumer business group announced on February 24th at a product and strategy online launch event hosted in Barcelona, Spain. Amid the trade tension between the two countries, Shenzhen-based Huawei has been banned by the US government using Google mobile services and applications that are part of it, including Chrome, YouTube, Google Play Store, etc. All these are essentials for Android smartphone user. The ban hit the biggest phone maker in China at a bad time as it advances to overseas market like North America and Europe, where GMS is mainstream for local Android ecosystems. This week, one of China's largest e-commerce giant, JD.com or Jingdong, reported better than expected fourth quarter results, sending the stock up more than 12%. Net revenues for the fourth quarter of 2019 were 170.7 billion yuan or 24.5 billion US dollars, an increase of 26.6% from the fourth quarter of 2018. The company reported adjusted earnings per share of 0.54 yuan for the fourth quarter, also topping analysts' expectations. JD annual active customer accounts increased by 18.6% to 362 million in 2019 from 305 million in 2018. Mobile monthly active users in December 2019 increased by 41% as compared to December 2018. In Q4, JD.com made further progress in its consumer-to-manufacturer initiative, which helps brands to provide tailored products on JD's platforms by leveraging the company's big data and consumer insights. During the Singles Day Shopping Festival in 2019, JD saw increasing popularity with its two C2M products. Sales of tailored personal computers increased by over 490%, and sales of customized refrigerators and washing machines also increased substantially. As part of JD's omnichannel strategy, on November 11, JD.com launched JD eSpace, a 50,000 square meter experience store in Chongqing. The superstore provides customers a unique and immersive experience in which they can fully interact with innovative electronics and smart products from over 1,000 brands. In-store customers can purchase products online through JD platform and enjoy fast direct-to-store delivery. In Q4, 7Fresh, JD's offline fresh food supermarket brand launched two new omnichannel store formats, 7Fresh Life and 7Fun in Beijing. 7Fresh Life is a 24/7 fresh food supermarket that provides in-store purchase and online order delivery options of groceries as well as meal solutions for customers in the surrounding local community. Seven Fun is a lifestyle space located in Beijing's business district and provides various meal and leisure options for local professionals. In Q4, JD Logistics launched its largest Asia number one warehouse in Dongguan, located near Shenzhen, greatly improving product availability in Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau, Greater Bay Area, and helping enterprise customers lower logistics costs. As of the end of 2019, JD has established Asia number one mega warehouse in 17 cities across China, forming the largest smart warehouse cluster in Asia. In Q4, two ultra-large sorting centers began operation in JD's Chengdu and Wuhan Asia number one warehouses, each able to handle over 1 million daily orders, greatly enhancing JD Logistics' ability to serve customers in the southwest and central China. In Q4, JD Logistics formed a partnership with Mannings, Hong Kong's largest health and beauty products chain store. JD Logistics will provide Mannings with comprehensive logistics solutions, including international transportation, customs clearance, sorting and delivery. As of December 31st, 2019, JD Logistics operated over 700 warehouses, which covered an aggregate gross floor area of about 16.9 million square meters, including warehouse space managed under the JD Logistics Open Warehouse platform. Nasdaq listed NetEase, China's second largest online game producer, announced Wednesday's fourth quarter revenue of 15.7 billion RMB or 2.3 billion US dollars, a 9.2% increase over year over year. Net revenue for the fiscal year 2019 reached about 59.2 billion RMB or 8.5 billion US dollars. Baidu also announced its total revenue reached 28.9 billion yuan or 4.15 billion US dollars in the fourth quarter of 2019, up 6% year on year, while its net profit surged 95% year on year to 9.2 billion yuan. The GDP of China in 2019 reached about 99,086.5 billion yuan, up by 6.1% over the previous year, according to preliminary estimation of National Bureau of Statistics of China. In 2019, GDP in China's eastern areas reached about 51,116.1 billion yuan, with an increase of 6.2% compared with the previous year, and the central areas grew by 7.3%, the western areas up 6.7%, and the northeastern areas up only 4.5%. In 2019, the GDP in Beijing, Tianjin, Hebei region reached about 8,458 billion yuan, up by 6.1% over the previous year. That in the Yangtze River Economic Belt, 45,780.5 billion yuan, up by 6.9%. The per capita GDP in 2019 reached about 70,892 yuan, up by 5.7%. The gross national income in 2019 was 98,845.8 billion yuan, up by 6.2% over the previous year. The consumer prices in 2019 went up by 2.9% over the previous year. The producer prices for industrial products went down by 0.3%, and the purchasing prices for industrial producers down by 0.7%. In 2019, the per capita disposable income nationwide reached about 30,733 yuan, an increase of 8.9% over the previous year, or a real increase of 5.8% after deducting price factors. The median of per capita disposable income nationwide was 26,523 yuan, up by 9%. The per capita disposable income of urban households reached about 42,359 yuan, up by 7.9% over 2018, or a real growth of 5% after deducting price factors. The per capita disposable income of rural households reached about 16,021 yuan, up by 9.6% over the previous year. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and leave a rating and review. Have a nice day.